Amos and Kelly K Show.
Tornado!
On 99.7 DJX.
All right, good morning, guys. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, 69 outside, 536. Good morning there, Kelly K.
Hola.
You just ran in the door because the 65 South is shut down there at the Spaghetti Junction.
Yeah, apparently the Trimark sign is telling you about that.
I know.
I missed that.
Kelly walks in, she's like, 65 South is shut down. I was like, yeah, Trimark told me.
I'm like, oh.
The Trimark sign literally said, take 64.
Paid zero attention.
Because 65 South shut down.
The tragedy of being very tired when you come in.
To avoid tolls.
You just
go. Autopilot. I get it.
Yeah.
I get it. It's like you get in your car and then you wake up and you're here.
Exactly. I don't remember the drive.
Right.
So
I get it.
That's the way that is. So I visited
Southern Indiana.
Southern Indiana.
I hear it's lovely this time of year.
I waved. I said, hi, guys. I got to go. Went over the 2nd Street Bridge.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that.
Stop at the Thornton's there, right across the river, and get yourself a milk chug and a donut hole?
Well, I was going to get like a souvenir, but I didn't.
Okay.
Like a shot glass or something. I typically get shot glasses
when you visit
when I travel.
Different cities?
I traveled to two different states.
Well, just one morning. Different state.
Well, okay.
Yeah. But,
I was in two states.
You're right.
This morning already. What a day.
What a morning for you.
What a day. It was a road trip. I went on a road trip.
All right. Yeah. So today on the show, phone tap happening a little bit later on here this morning. You're setting the bar story. What not to do when robbing a bar.
Okay, you could say don't rob a bar, but that's beside the point.
Sure.
Because here we are.
Because we're already there.
Yeah.
But now what to do. What not to do while you're already in that situation.
To not continue making mistakes.
Did you happen to see Ryan Reynolds' own review of his own gin?
I did. It's brilliant genius.
Okay.
Genius.
I just wanted
brilliant.
I just wanted to make sure that your boyfriend.
Oh, honey, I know. I practically know when he sneezes. Okay.
All right.
I'm up. I'm up on my RR.
All right.
I'm up on it.
I'm looking out for you.
Listen, has he graduated to being your man crush as well? Because I feel like every single time.
I don't know if there's room enough.
He puts out these nuggets of genius.
Is there room enough?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if there's room enough.
There's enough.
For two on the Ryan Reynolds bandwagon.
I mean, if we together collectively had a show crush on him, that might. Just, in my mind, gets us that much closer.
I think that almost puts us into the desperation.
Oh, I don't think
so.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's...
Because you're it's almost there as it is.
Oh, I don't know what you mean. I have my shirtless framed picture of him looking at me every morning for motivation.
Right.
I do have several pictures of him, a little bit of an online shrine on my Facebook page. But other than that, I mean, I have spoken to him on the phone. That's still, to this day, like, people ask, oh, what's your favorite part of the things that happened in your career all these years? I spoke to Ryan Reynolds on the phone. I even told him that he's supposed to marry me, because he was engaged at the time, like a couple of fiancés back.
Sure.
And he said that we could move to Utah and he'd marry us both, and that still hasn't happened yet. But
so you're still waiting.
I'm still waiting. Right. But the pinnacle would be him in person. In some way, shape, or form. Either I go to him or he comes here.
So there's options.
There's options. I'm just saying that would be...
How do we get here? Oh, yeah, his gin. There's a review.
Yes,
He did a review of his own gin. We'll have to pass that along to you because it's kind of funny.
It's not kind of funny. It's genius. It's brilliant. It's hysterical because he is.
Okay. Setting the bar. We'll get to that here in about 10 minutes. I just gotta say. Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX, home of the DJX All Access Summer, brought to you by Wellstone Regional Hospital. Obviously, Taylor Swift's secret performance, special musical event, New York City. That is what we're getting you in for right now.
And that's literally all we know.
Yep.
Like, we don't know anything else that's going to happen. You got to tell us.
Yeah, WDJX.com, DJX Pick Me, and you can get in on that. You got till the 1st, okay? And then... Secret session style, we could be showing up at your place to give you the great news. Now, not to get ahead of ourselves, but on the heels of Taylor Swift,
Because I gotta be honest, I was nervous. I was nervous that, like, where do we go from there?
How about Jonas Brothers? So Jonas,
okay.
Yeah, Jonas Brothers.
All right.
Cincinnati, we're gonna give you tickets and a hotel for Cincinnati show September 11th.
All right, that I think is appropriate.
Yeah, there you go.
That's an appropriate follow-up. There's not many that can follow up a Taylor Swift secret music experience in New York.
The boys can, though.
Yes, they can.
All right, so Jonas Brothers next week. It's Bonus Jonas. So when you hear two songs by the trio known as the Jonas Brothers back-to-back, then you enter the winning word into the website. All right?
Okay.
That is all next week on 99.7 EJX. Coming up, set of the bar, what not to do when robbing a bank. Yeah, that is on the way. Give us just a few. Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, 99.7 DJX. Setting the bar. We give you a story that helps set the tone for your day by setting the bar very low for you. Something you can achieve. If you can manage to make it through the day without attempting to rob a bar with air freshener, you're doing okay.
Air freshener?
Yes.
Is this like the bottle that you shoot air freshener kind of stuff?
Like
hiding it in the coat?
Yeah. Antonio.
Passing it off as something else?
Antonio and his buddy walked into a bar in Minnesota.
Okay.
Wearing ski masks.
Sounds like the setup to a joke, doesn't it?
Antonio and his friend.
Uh-huh.
Wakan walked into this bar, ski masks, demanded money. One of them acted like he was carrying like a firearm, you know? Uh-huh. The other guy dropped a pull tab box, and that's when a customer kind of confronted him, causing him to drop the other box full of money. And at that point, the bartender realized Antonio wasn't really holding a gun. Instead, he was holding part of an air freshener. And that's when the bar kind of turned on the two gentlemen.
Decided to retaliate.
The bar was like,
we're assessing the situation. It doesn't look as ominous as we thought it was.
This isn't necessarily the situation that we were anticipating. A scuffle took place.
A scuffle. Okay.
The men took off without any money and then were later arrested.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, kids. Let's not go and try to rob any place with ski masks and air fresheners.
Yeah.
Let's not do that.
Yeah. Let's not.
You know what? Let's get a job and let's earn our money.
Sure.
Can we?
Or play the lottery if you want it quick.
Sure.
I hear it does well.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You have like a 1 in 296 million chance.
Don't tell them the odds.
Oh, okay. You're right.
For encouraging them to do that instead of crime.
You are correct. Right. Yes. To play the lottery, get a job.
Play the lottery and get a job.
Yes.
There you go. That's setting the bar.
All right.
On 99.7. DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, 69 outside at 6:08. And Feel Good, brought to you by Ray's Ford, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, everything cheaper outside the city. Visit RaysFord.com. You hear about the group of people in North Carolina. They're unrelated. It's not like a big group, but group of people in North Carolina that all won the Pick 4 lottery by choosing 0000.
I did hear about that.
Like 2014 people won the lottery. They're going to get... about half of them are going to get about $5,000. The other half are going to get about $2,500.
Not bad.
Payout of about $7.8 million for the lottery there. All because they chose 0000.
Dang.
Kind of funny.
That's pretty awesome.
So, yeah, that's it. Just a fun little little smile. I guess the odds of picking the four numbers right were 1 in 10,000, said the lottery. So not too bad odds when you think of like just lottery in general.
Sure.
So there you go. A little feel good there in North Carolina. Over 2,000 people were lottery winners.
All right, so then is the next step to start playing 1-1-1-1?
They said the last time players picked 1-1-1-1 and hit, it was in 2012.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
So maybe it's time.
So I
maybe
guess
it's time again.
I guess when people, I guess those sort of quad letters work. You
numbers?
Know?
Yes.
What did I say? Letters?
Letters. It's okay. Late. They're right. Really complicated.
Numbers. I mean, numbers.
It's tough. Numbers. See, that is how I ended up in Indiana this morning.
Right.
Yes.
Right. Didn't read the try mark.
Nope. 65 shut down.
Yeah. All right. That's your feel good. Brought to you by Ray's Ford. All right. 199.7 EJ. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Can we whip our sports out real quick for the U.S. women's soccer team? U.S. Advancing over Spain 2-1 yesterday. Do you know what sport I'm talking about?
Soccer?
Yes.
See? Listen, I have a niece that's really, really, really good at soccer, and her idol is Alex Morgan.
World Cup. Yeah, it's the World Cup soccer, and the women's soccer team defeated Spain 2-1 yesterday. Quarterfinals they're in now, and so that means they're going to face France on Friday in Paris.
Ooh,
so
that'd
home
be a
turf
nice place to play
France,
soccer.
Though.
Yeah, no, they have the advantage, but really nice sightseeing.
But they're saying the winner of that game will probably win it all. So,
okay.
So it looks like the winner of the United States-France soccer match on Friday could, because again, in sports, anything can happen, could win it all in the Women's World Cup.
USA, USA.
I know, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. So my 12-year-old niece, she made a U.S. like traveling soccer team.
Mm-hmm.
So she's traveling all over the country playing. She was in New Orleans just playing. So she wants to be Alex Morgan when she grows up.
Nice.
She is. Her goal is to be a professional soccer player.
Well, good for her.
So, and she's really good. So she's on her way.
All right. So there you go. A little sports action for you here this morning.
Sports.
99.7 DJX. It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. All right, you guys ready for our weekly update on the fight between Justin Bieber and Tom Cruise? That will never, ever, 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 ever happen.
Yes, where do we stand? Where do we stand?
What's UFC happening? President Dana White says, if the fight between Justin and Tom Cruise actually happened, which it won't, it would, quote, probably be the biggest pay-per-view event in combat sports history.
I could see that, sure.
Is what he's saying.
People would tune in out of pure morbid curiosity.
I don't know, man. I haven't heard from Tom Cruise's camp, but weirder things have happened. Let's put it that way. Anything is possible. Everybody wants to fight now. I like it. I think it would be the biggest purse ever, and I think it would be the biggest pay-per-view ever, too. It could happen. I don't think the fight will be as good as the hype.
Here's the thing. He is not wrong.
Oh, absolutely.
He is not wrong.
All those are true statements.
Yes. If that were to happen, you're right. It would be out of this world with pay-per-view. There'd be so many people watching. Here's the thing. It's never going to happen.
Well, no.
It's never going to happen.
Here would be the only way I would see some sort of glimmer of hope is if there was some sort of big, like, charity angle. Like, if they did it to raise money for some sort of massive charity effort, maybe.
So, there you go. Maybe. There's the weekly update on the fight between Justin Bieber and Tom Cruise. That's never going to happen.
Very exciting.
And remember, this all started from a drunken tweet that Justin Bieber sent out, like, a couple weeks ago.
We don't know if he was drunk.
You're right. We don't.
He could have just been sitting there all bored.
You're
like,
right.
You know, I'm just going to throw this out there, see what happens.
Sure.
That's probably what happened.
He did. So, there you go. That's your update. 99.7 DJX.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
Why were Alicia's tender nipples trending yesterday?
God, that sounds so graphic.
Well, she was the one who started it.
She did. She did, and God bless her for that.
God bless her. Can't beat Kelly in just a few.
It got aggressive there at the end.
It did on 99.7 DJX. 99.7 DJX. A little bit later on this morning, we're going to hook you up with some money to spend at Wild Eggs. Of course, we're going to be hanging out brunch Thursday in the Jeffersonville location right there on the patio after the show. So if you want to stop by, we're going to be out there after about 10 o'clock from about 10 to noon on Thursday at the Wild Eggs and Jeff.
Yeah, have some brunch.
Yeah, have some brunch. Hang out with us. Fist bump, selfies, all that fun stuff. But we'll give you $25 to spend. Today, a little bit later on in the show.
Mimosas.
Yeah.
Oh. Mimosas.
Yeah, the mimosa game over at Wild Eggs is strong.
It's intense.
They are pretty good.
Yeah. Okay. I'm excited. I was just in that place for a second, and I'm good.
All right. Coming up next, you know, we do this on Mondays, but we wanted you to hear Alicia, who took on Kelly yesterday in Can't Beat Kelly.
It got aggressive at the end.
It really did.
It did.
And I thought
it was unexpected. Came out of left field.
Right. Okay, so let's play God's Plan, and then you'll hear Alicia's epic journey to Can't Beat Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
It's time to put that useless pop culture knowledge to work. Here comes Can't Beat Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
All right, let's meet who you are taking on here this morning. Everybody say hey to Alicia calling us from Taylorsville. Good morning, Alicia.
Morning.
All right.
When you play along in the car, how well do you typically do in this little game?
I'm usually one less than you.
Okay.
All right. Well, okay. Hopefully your luck will fare a little bit better, Alicia. So just for getting through, we're going to hook you up with $25 to Wild Egg. So you've got that already.
Yeah.
So
that's you're a winner of that.
Yeah, that's kind of fun.
That's sweet.
But $2,000 to Genesis Diamonds if you can beat Kelly in a battle of pop culture knowledge.
So it's right now it's breakfast. It could be breakfast and bling.
Okay. Let's say goodbye to Kelly K.
Okay, bye, Kelly K.
Bye,
Kelly K. All right, so you're going to shut the door. And here we go. Question number one for you, Alicia. Russell Crowe recently revealed that he once drunkenly bought a dinosaur skull from whom?
I don't know.
Need an answer?
Russell Crowe bought it from Brad Pitt.
This artist dropped a track list for his new album, including collaborations with artists like Chris Stapleton, Bruno Mars, and Eminem. Who was it?
Rick Ross.
Jenna Dewan made her first appearance recently with her new boyfriend at a WWE event. Who was she most recently separated from?
Channing Tatum.
Prince William just turned 37 last week. Who is he married to?
Meghan Markle. I'm sorry. Oh my gosh. What's her name? How the heck do I not know her name? Kate Middleton.
Mel B. admitted she was upset with this Spice Girl for not joining the reunion tour.
Mel B was mad at Posh Spice.
All right, let's bring in Kelly. Kelly!
All right. How we feeling?
Alicia, honestly, I don't think I should even give you question four because you gave me an answer and you came back on it.
Is there controversy already?
It was right. My final answer was right.
Okay.
All right.
She got three right. All right, here we go. Okay. Question number one for Kelly.
All right.
Russell Crowe recently revealed that he once drunkenly bought a dinosaur skull from whom?
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Is correct.
For $35,000.
This artist dropped a track list for his new album, including collaborations with artists like Chris Stapleton, Bruno Mars, and Eminem. Who was it?
I'm excited to buy it. Ed Sheeran.
Ed Sheeran is correct.
Wait, did you get that one right?
She got it wrong. She said Rick Ross.
Rick
Ross. Question three.
That is the best answer ever. So random.
Pretty fantastic.
Ross?
Yeah. Okay. Question three. Jenna Dewan made her first appearance recently with her new boyfriend at a WWE event. Who was she most recently separated from?
Oh, thank God for asking me that part because I have no idea who she's dating now, but she is divorced from Channing Tatum.
Channing Tatum's correct.
Yeah.
Prince William just turned 37 last week. Who's he married to?
Kate Middleton?
Is correct.
That sounded so like it was going to be a trick question.
Mel B admitted she was upset with this Spice Girl for not joining the reunion tour.
Oh, everyone's always mad. It's Posh.
Posh is correct. 5 out of 5. Alicia, it didn't even matter.
Dang.
She said Meghan Markle at first.
Oh, yeah. No, that's Harry.
She rescinded that answer, and she said, wait. I'm sorry. She apologized to the Can't Beat Kelly gods and said... It in fact is Kate Middleton. However, unfortunately,
that's harsh judgment.
Kelly, you're the best. Honestly, I never beat you on the radio, but I tried.
But you know what? I love the fact that you picked up that phone. You said, "I'm gonna get in that hot seat."
That's right.
I'm gonna test it out,
Alicia.
I was so nervous. My nipples were hard, to be honest.
You know what? Same. Alicia, we love you. Hang on, we got a $25 gift card to Wild Eggs for you just for playing, okay?
I don't think we make her say anything else. That
no,
was the best.
We need you to. We need you to say the thing.
Oh, I can't beat Kelly.
All right, Alicia. Hang on, okay?
Sorry.
You and your tender nipples.
I can't see.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
Hashtag Alicia's tender nipples.
It came out of nowhere. Like nowhere.
Good stuff. All right, on the way, Kelly and I stand awkwardly in the shower and ponder those weird, yet deep and profound thoughts that you may have.
God, it doesn't get any better, does it? It doesn't. It really
You're right. This is the best it's going to be.
Oh, God.
It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. You hear about the lady on Air Canada who literally fell asleep on a flight and then woke up and the plane was dark and in the hangar?
Yeah, like...
How wild is that?
What were the crew doing? I mean, don't they
have
flight attendants that walk through and check everything?
I mean, you'd think that there'd be someone, or even, like, was there someone next to her? That'd be like, hey, you know, give them the courtesy nudge, plane's landed, you know. And you're right, flight attendants, don't they walk through, pick up trash and stuff like that?
Yes, and pick up lost belongings.
But yeah,
if you leave your cell phone behind, that's happened.
Her name's Tiffany. She woke up alone in a dark, cold, locked airplane. So, like, not only was the airplane, the airplane landed, it's not like other people got on the plane and boarded and it took off and went to another city.
It was the last flight.
It was the last flight. And so it literally like went into the hangar and they locked up the plane.
Wow.
And so she woke up, her phone's near, like, is her phone battery's almost dead.
Of course.
She texts a friend and her friend's all like,
and I said her plane would have landed 2 hours ago. She texted me that she just woke up. I said, I don't know what's going on, but she's at the airport.
And then my phone died.
Yeah.
Oh.
And then her phone died. And so then she had to like she figured out how to open the door of the airplane. And then
do you think there was an alarm that went off?
Well, I don't know. Are there alarms on planes?
I don't know. I've never been locked in a plane before.
Are there car alarms in planes?
I don't, you would think.
Do people steal planes?
I don't know. I'm asking. I don't know.
I'm so scared that I'm going to touch something that's wrong. But I knew I had to do something, and I found the flashlight, and I was so happy. That was, like, the best moment ever.
Yeah, so she found a flashlight, she opened the door, and then she kind of waved down someone that was in the hangar, and they got her. I mean...
That's crazy.
How bizarre is that?
That is literally the craziest story ever.
Right, right.
Like, I have a feeling they're going to have a meeting for the flight crews.
But you're like, right, hey. Though. What about the... Is there an alarm system? Because all cars have alarms now.
Absolutely.
Like any car that's made after like probably 1999 has a car alarm.
I don't know.
Alarms on planes?
I'm not an expert. I've never been in that situation.
If you try to open a plane.
Would it set off alarms?
Would it set off alarms?
Don't know.
I don't know. Yeah, that's
but
wild.
That is crazy that nobody noticed her. Like if she was so out. It's not like she was like in the bathroom for an extended period of time while everyone was deplaning.
I mean, how
and then came
hard
back, sat down in an empty plane and went to sleep.
Do you have to be sleeping to sleep through the plane landing? Everyone deboarding.
Getting up around you, getting their luggage.
Right.
That's loud.
That's so bizarre.
You're going to get nudged.
All right. So anyways.
Wow.
Just, you know, obviously Air Canada looking into how crew members could have gotten off the plane without noticing this passenger sleeping left her behind.
Crazy.
Yeah, there's going to be money that's paid out, I'm sure. But anyways, there you go. That's this bizarre story out of Toronto.
I would wake up and be like, am I in a dream? It would take a while for that to register that this is really happening.
Especially if the plane's dark, you're probably like, oh, I'm just at home.
Yes.
And then you're like,
and
wait.
And I'm really uncomfortable because I'm sitting in an airplane chair.
I'm not
like,
at
that's
home.
That's not the most comfy... Wow.
Yeah. So Kelly and I ponder life and think about the weird random things. It's called shower thoughts because a lot of times when that happens, you're in the shower, right?
Okay. So awkward.
Shower thoughts after Eastside,
99.7
DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. That sound is the sound of Kelly and I standing awkwardly in the shower, pondering life. We call them shower thoughts. You know, a listener sent this to us, and I thought it was pretty profound. You realize your nipples are older than your teeth.
Oh my gosh, why? Why did somebody think about that? Why?
Just simple thoughts.
Okay. I mean, it's true.
But I mean,
why are we stop touching?
No.
Stop.
A few months older.
Stop putting your hands there.
Shower thoughts.
Okay, so think about this. You know, if babies and the elderly wear diapers, then this whole underwear thing is just a phase. Isn't it? Isn't it? Doesn't it kind of come full circle?
Diapers.
Does it not?
Diapers, underwear.
We're just in
diapers.
An underwear phase
we're just
right
in
now.
A phase of our life.
Enjoy it.
All right. Enjoy the underwear phase.
This is coming
or
back
for some of you sassy people, maybe not. Shower thoughts. You know, if a spider builds its home from its body parts, you ever think about this? You know, spinning its web from the silk produced from its body?
Uh-huh.
If a human wanted to do the same...
Oh, my God. What do you think?
Think of what the materials would be.
We couldn't do it. Sorry, I'm out. I just live out in nature. There'd be no houses. Wouldn't do it. I don't think I could do it.
Wow.
I couldn't do it.
Your house has a quite an aroma. Shower thoughts.
Log cabins would look different.
Yeah, they sure would.
Okay. So how come when a house is haunted?
Yeah.
The ghost is always from the 1700s.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Right.
I mean, imagine a ghost from 2007 screaming this.
It's Britney, bitch.
At 3 a.m.
Whoa! Imagine how startling that would be.
I mean, that would be weird, right?
If you're just in your bed.
It's disconcerting.
You see an apparition in front of you. You're like, whoa, what is happening?
It's Britney, bitch.
Oh! That's funny. Oh, that's good stuff.
It might be a little bit more fun.
Maybe
a little more fun.
All right. Like I said, weird random stuff. Just can't help but think about it when you're in the shower. The shower thoughts on 99.7 DJ. I'm a sucker for you. Jonas Brothers, 99.7 DJX. I'm a sucker for you. You know, we are giving you an opportunity to get to New York City. Private musical performance, Taylor Swift, New York City, with the DJX All Access Summer, brought to you by Wellstone Regional Hospital. That's this week. Wraps up on the first. Now, next week, we're going to start getting you in on Jonas Brothers in Cincinnati.
I was wondering, how were we going to follow up the Taylor Swift thing? Like, I was a little nervous, like maybe we had reached the top of the mountain, and then it was just kind of all downhill, but no, this is appropriate.
Yeah, for sure. Joe Bros, Cincinnati, September 11th. We're going to give you tickets and a hotel for that show. So all next week, it's bonus Jonas. You're going to hear two Jonas Brothers songs back to back.
And that's when you get in.
We'll give you the winning word when you hear those songs play. So that's when you get it in on the website at WDJX.com. And you can be in for that hotel stay, tickets to the Jonas Brothers September 11th. So that's pretty cool, right?
Yeah.
All right. Feel good stories. Do them every hour here on 99.7 DJX. Brought to you by Raise Ford, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge. Everything cheaper outside the city. Visit RaiseFord.com. Corden, Indiana.
Corden,
Indiana.
The first state capital.
Wow.
It was. Like, I spent some time. I shot a little pilot of a show, a travel show, and learned some things about Corden.
Okay.
That was one of them.
So Indiana Caverns, you probably know.
Yes.
They're in Corden, Indiana.
Uh-huh.
They have introduced the first of its kind called the Zip Coaster.
The Zip Coaster?
Yeah, first of its kind in the Midwest. Only two in the actual country. It's now open. It's zip lining. It's kind of like zip lining, hang gliding, and a roller coaster all in one.
Get out.
It's you start 50 feet up in the air,
mm-hmm.
reach speeds of 20 miles an hour. You're in a full body harness. You wear a helmet throughout the ride. But yeah, it's like a zip coaster.
That's fun.
Yeah.
Maybe we should go try it.
Right.
Just, you know, to make sure it's okay
right.
for the rest of the public.
So yeah, now open. The first Bat Chaser is what it's called.
Bat Chaser?
Yeah, the Bat Chaser.
Oh,
they're
gosh.
At Indiana Caverns.
So are you flying by bats?
I mean
bats live in
You're in Indiana
caves,
Cavern.
Right? Yeah. You know what? We should take a little road trip. Let's go do that in Corden. Let's stop by Butt Drugs.
Oh, yeah.
Let's take a little tour of the area.
Butt Drugs for, yeah.
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 Sure. All right, so
Have
there
some
you
ice
go.
Cream? Let's right. plan a day.
Yes.
Let's plan a day in Corden.
Corden.
We're coming for you.
I hear it's lovely this time
At
of year.
At some point.
At some point.
We'll be there.
All right.
Fun.
All right.
I'm all about it. Team building.
So I like that.
Team building.
I like that. Fun stuff there.
Zip coaster.
So Indiana Caverns making the show here this morning. Courtesy of the Bat Chaser. The first of its kind and only two in the United States. So there you go.
That's awesome.
There you go. Feel good. Brought to you by Raise Ford there on 99.7 EJX. Promise that you'll never find. Promise that nobody's gonna love you like me. It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. We're just talking about the Bat Chaser open in Indiana Caverns there in Cordon, and thinking that would be a lovely day trip over there. Steven texts in and says, we'd love to have you. Well, Steven, we're assuming that you're the mayor, so can't wait. Allison texts in and says, I'm from Cordon, work downtown in the square. There's so many fun things to do, and the history's amazing. Come see us. Yeah, well, I mean, like
That's
I said.
Awesome. I've been to the square before. It's lovely.
I'd like to do that. It'd be fun little team building. Absolutely. Yeah, another text that says, I live in Cordon. Y'all should do a Cordon day for sure. Jason texts in and says, Kelly, Ben just asked you if you'd rub one out for him last week. I don't think you guys need any more team building, LOL.
That's a true statement.
I was talking about my calf.
Yeah.
Because my wife was out of town working some gigs, and Kelly and I have worked together a long time, so she kind of has to pinch hit when my wife's out of town.
Yeah, for like the work wife.
Certain things. And one of those things I was needing, because I have severely sprained my calf, is you to rub out my calf. Rub one out from a calf.
You can sprain a calf?
I have, yeah.
I was today years old when I learned that.
Well, see, look, the learning never ceases on this show.
But I didn't take half a semester of pre-med, so I don't know if I'm qualified to rub one out.
You know how to use your hands, right?
I do know how to use my hands.
Well, I'll trust your hands on my leg.
So you need some grabby-grabby?
Maybe.
Grabby-grabby, rub-rub?
Maybe some elbow?
Elbow. Circle-circle.
I don't know. Anyways.
Okay.
Still.
I'll look it up. Maybe I'll
YouTube
it.
I'm still on the injured reserve list.
Oh, are you?
All right?
Okay.
I am.
Take it easy there, Sparky. Don't,
thank you. Appreciate
don't strain
it.
Yourself.
All right.
Okay. It's a good point, though.
Okay.
It's a good point. It's a good point.
Where are we? Okay.
I'm not sure.
7:15 here.
We learned that Steven's the mayor of Cordon.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
We're going to expect
to
the
meet
key
you.
To the city when we arrive.
That's
here.
Right. That's right. When we get off the exit there, we want a key to the city.
We'll meet you in the square. It's
we'll
going to be
great. We'll meet you in the square. It'll be fun. All right. Dua Lipa now on 99.7 DJX. 99.7 DJX. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Whitney tweets, at Ben and Kelly Show. I never know what I'm going to tune into when I get in the car and turn on the radio. Hashtag rub one out. Listen, that sounds dirty when you say
it
that.
Does. It's his calf.
It's my calf.
Leg muscle.
I literally need her to rub out my calf.
But I get it.
Savannah.
You're tuning in at the wrong time. I get it.
Or the right time.
Okay.
Savannah texts in, how do y'all say this with a straight face? LOL. Here's the thing. There are no jokes over here. We're 100% serious. I literally need her to rub my calf out.
But therein lies the talent. I think maybe we found a small talent that we have. Being able to say those things with a straight face.
let me ask you something.
Oh, gosh.
Do we celebrate the 10-year anniversary of Michael Jackson's death? Because that's today. Did you know that?
Do we celebrate it?
Well, I mean, do we like honor?
I think that's the wrong word.
Do we honor it?
We maybe mark it?
We'll mark it. Because,
is that a better word?
Well, because I know that there's been some stuff that's come out. I mean, not like R. Kelly stuff with Michael Jackson, but like Michael Jackson's no, I don't think he's necessarily on that level of,
you're talking about the documentaries.
Untouchability.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was 10 years ago today that Michael Jackson passed away.
Yeah.
And we lost the King of Pop.
Wow.
So maybe we acknowledge it.
Acknowledge is a good word. Acknowledge.
You know, he put out some bangers, but there's still some.
Back in the day.
There's still some shady stuff that's kind of like.
There's stuff.
Floating around there.
I don't know if anything. Has anything been like confirmed?
I don't.
Like 100%? Well, there's always been stories.
Well, if you look at the. Like if you watch the documentaries.
See, I didn't watch the documentaries.
I mean.
Surprising that you took a break from the Jonas Brothers documentary to watch anything else. You've watched it, what, 3 times now?
Yeah. It's a good one. Have you watched it yet?
I haven't watched it yet.
Yeah, you should. You should. I recommend
it. Okay.
Put it in your Netflix queue.
Okay, I'm going to put it in the queue.
Yeah. So, yeah, Michael Jackson, 10 years ago.
Wow.
It's been 10 years. 2009, January 25th of 2009, that's when he passed away. So.
Okay.
Yeah. So yeah, again, we're just going to acknowledge it then. Maybe not celebrate it. Maybe not honor him. I don't know. Because
I don't know what to do.
I don't think he's necessarily, you know.
He was a massive talent to the music world.
He was. He did a lot of great things. Obviously, this song is an iconic song we play every single year right
Absolutely.
Around Halloween time.
Yes, indeed. Okay. But it's awkward.
But it is a little bit
awkward.
He's making it awkward for us now.
Maybe. Do we blame him? Is that what you're doing?
Am I blaming him?
I don't know. I'm confused.
Who else is there to
blame? The worst tribute ever.
Maybe that's why we're never hired to do any of this stuff.
That's what we're doing.
We're not very good.
If we're this is the worst anniversary, tribute announcement, marking of. I don't understand what's happening.
All right.
I'm confused. Okay.
All right.
Oh, this was a banger, though. This is one of my favorites. I'm really awkward right now.
I know. Michael Jackson.
I want to enjoy the music.
He released some bangers.
He did.
But, you know.
But it's more to controversy.
It's just like R. Kelly. I can't play Remix to Ignition
we're not
anymore.
Touching that. Nope.
Can't play I Believe I Can Fly.
Yes, no. No yes. touchy. Yeah. That's a no fly zone.
Yeah, absolutely. It's like, you know what? R. Kelly's music can kind of die here on this on this radio
station.
That
is a little more cut and dry in my mind.
So anyways, Michael Jackson.
We're really bad at this.
It's been 10 years.
This is not in our wheelhouse. We're not great at this part.
Yeah, it was June of 2009.
Duly noted.
June 25th of 2009. So there you go. Noted.
Checking that off.
Noted.
All right, then.
There you go. 10 years.
Okay. Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
Coming up. If you thought the show was awkward now... Just wait till we convince Susan there are smells in her office.
Susan, listen. I giggle when I'm uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I giggle.
Yeah, that's coming up. Your phone tap on the way. You're the sunflower. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. 732, home of the DJX All Access Summer, brought to you by Wellstone Regional Hospital, where Morgan, she just went down to Billie Eilish in Nashville, which is pretty cool. Like, here's the thing. She was snapping us on on Instagram, and she was like, hey, there's a tornado. And so we were all shuttled inside, and we all started singing Billie Eilish songs inside until the storm passed, and they went back out, and they continued the concert.
So precious.
Yeah, so she had her great time. And then, of course, we've got the Taylor Swift in New York City private secret show that we're sending you to with DJX Pick Me.
So much secrecy.
And then next week, it's Bonus Jonas. So the DJX All Access Summer is seriously what it is. We're giving you different opportunities, different trips to go and see different places, see your favorite band, see your favorite artists all throughout the summer. So that's pretty cool. Coming up next, it's a phone tap where I honestly, when we came up with the scenario, I thought there's no way Susan is going to go buy this. There is no way
but
she is going to buy into this.
Her friend said she was gullible, but you had doubts about the extent of how much she was gullible.
Phone tap coming up here next.
Fun times.
After Halsey, DJ.
Louisville is getting pranked.
Oh my God, who set you up to this?
Here comes another Ben Davis phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
So Annie got us into this one. She wrote, I think you should do a little phone tap with my friend Susan.
All right.
I've known her since college. She's an absolute sweetheart, but a little on the gullible side. I just helped her get a new job here at the same place I work, and so she's eager to please. I think she'd fall for just about anything.
Well, we put that to the test. Welcome to your phone tap, Susan.
Hello, this is Susan.
Hi, Susan. It's Robert Hassenpepper from Office Aroma. Did your supervisor tell you I'd be calling today?
No, she's gone today.
Oh, well, that's all right. I can walk you through this. I'm calling from Office Aroma, and your company's going to be using our service. You see, we infuse special aromas into the workplace to help increase productivity and boost employee satisfaction.
Did you say aromas?
That's right. Now, we've already installed our units in the ductworks over there, and we're going to start some testing today. Now, we control the aromas here in our headquarters, and we can disperse smells there to your office.
Wow. I've never heard of anything like that.
Yeah, it's pretty high tech, I tell you. We can dispense certain smells into your office, and our research shows it can make employees happier or make them even work harder.
Okay.
Now, Here's why I'm calling you. We're testing the system today, so I'd like to try some different aromas and have you let me know that they're working. Is that all right?
I'm still not sure what you mean.
Oh, it's all right there, Susan. The aroma dispensers are in the ductwork above you, and I'll press buttons over here at my station, and the smell will slowly start coming through the air system there at your workplace, and I just need you to let me know if you can smell it.
Okay, I guess so.
All right, well, we'll start with the basic one. This will be a subtle lemon smell. Very nice. All right, here it comes.
Okay. Okay, I'm not smelling anything yet.
Well, give it a second there, Susan, and inhale deeply.
I don't know. I don't know if I'm smelling it.
Well, it's okay. You are breathing, right? Through your nose. You're going to smell lemons, like a nice fresh basket of lemons.
Maybe. I think so.
No, yeah, there. It's very subtle. Just a whiff of lemon.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think I smell it.
Oh, lemon. Great.
Oh, well, perfect. Yeah, well, we're going to test a few others if that's okay, all right?
Okay.
All right. Now, this will be a lavender. I'm pressing lavender. Are you smelling lavender?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Now, remember, you got to be inhaling through your nose. Lavender, right? You're smelling lavender?
Am I? I think so. It's just not really strong. It's kind of faint.
Well, yeah. We want it to be subtle. I think you're getting it.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Lavender. There it is.
All right. Well, let me try another one. Now, like I said, these smells can make the workplace more pleasant and increase productivity. So I'm going to send some food smells through to signal that it's lunchtime.
You can do that?
Oh, sure there. Yeah, we send food smells through the vents to different departments at different times, and we can get them to take their lunch break. Pretty amazing stuff.
I guess that makes sense.
All right, so here comes a strong, stinky food smell, like someone heating up old leftovers in a microwave.
Uh-oh. Really? Why wouldn't you send, like, a nice food smell?
All right, here it comes.
I don't know. I think I'm smelling something. Hey, do you smell that? Are you smelling something?
All right, well, let me crank it up a little bit. Maybe it's not working. I'm going to try a more pungent smell.
More pungent?
Yeah, I need to make sure it's working. I'm going to send you a sewer smell.
Did you say sewer?
Well, that's what we call it, ma'am. It's the technical term. More like the smell when a toilet overflows, actually. So here it comes. It's more like a toilet smell.
No, I don't want to smell that.
Well, Susan, I'm going to need you to use your nostrils and inhale deeply, and I'm going to send you that sewer smell right to your nose.
No.
Sewer smell coming at you, high and tight.
No, please stop.
Come on, Susan. We're just starting to have fun here, and everyone listening's having some fun, too.
Everyone listening? What is this?
Susan, it's Ben Davis over at 99.7 DJX. It's a phone tap.
Are you joking?
Susan, Annie wanted to play a joke on you today since you suggested this.
Are you kidding? So none of the smells were real? Oh my God.
She wanted them to be real.
Yes.
She wanted them.
She was all in on the first two.
She was willing them
totally
to happen.
I smell that.
Lemon? Sure. It. Lavender? Yeah,
yep,
absolutely.
There's a lavender.
Brad texts in, this phone tap, though. I love y'all. Hashtag made my morning. Emily, I felt so awkward. I love y'all. Hey, you know what?
Well, listen, for real, I need this technology to be like a thing. I want some smells pumped in our building.
There you go. That's your phone tap on 99.7. 99.7, DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Coming up, we travel. We are a destination show, and we travel to Mount Everest, as Mount Everest is making the show.
And even poop.
Okay. You knew there was going to be a catch if we're traveling. If we're going international here on the show, there's a reason. That coming up after Khalid, 99.7. $99.70 JX. It's streaming The Ben and Kelly Show.com. You can always ask Alexa, launch 99.7 DJX. You can get our live radio. You can get podcast, all that right there on the stream. You know, it's got to be something special if we go international on the show.
Wow.
So now that Mount Everest is trending, you know, it's probably something that is pretty serious, right?
Sure.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, there have been thousands of climbers since its first ascension back in the 50s to take on Mount Everest. And, you know, recently there's been like traffic and there's been a lot of news of people just having some issues there on the mountain.
Some tragedies.
But there's another issue on the mountain now.
Mount Everest's two-month climbing season started this week, and with it come the almost yearly warnings about nasty amounts of human waste on the peak.
Oh.
Yeah, they don't have, like, restrooms and porta-potties on Mount Everest.
No, they don't have running water.
Since the mountain was first scaled in 1953, it has been climbed by more than 4,000 adventure seekers.
Wow.
Okay, all right, that's quite a bit.
But those 4,000 people have left behind lots of garbage and even poop.
Okay.
And even poop.
I'm sorry.
The way she said it was like, just, I don't want to say it,
but it's on my teleprompter, so, you know, I've got to kind of say it.
But those 4,000 people have left behind lots of garbage and even poop.
And even poop.
So now they're saying that upwards of 17,000 pounds of it are on Mount Everest. It's like its own little mountain.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Well, just another reason why I'm probably not going to be climbing Mount Everest.
Oh, is that the only reason?
Yeah, it's one of them. It's one of them. My sedentary lifestyle is also another part of that.
Yeah, that's, right. So, yeah, Mount Everest is turning into its own
Mount Poopy. Okay, all right.
Mount Poopy.
Of course, we're going to concentrate on that part of the story.
Right. You know, Mount Everest has
we are us.
Been in the news.
Right.
But no one's talking about the real tragedy.
The dark underbelly.
The fact that there's 17,000 pounds of waste on the mountain.
That is a lot.
It's its own mountain.
Who's up there quantifying that? Like, who's taking the measurement to find out exactly how much is up there? Who's doing that? Who's got that job? So, is there a pooper scooper, a Mount Everest pooper scooper?
So if you...
One of the Sherpas have to do that?
Take the average weight of maybe one of those, you know... I mean, you've picked
Don't cup your hand like that. Why do you make gestures?
You've picked up your dogs in a baggie, right? You know how much that about weighs, right?
It's not good.
So that's a lot if it's 17,000 pounds.
I'm literally the only person that does that at my house in the yard. I hate the job. I don't want any part of it. And so, I would hate to be the person like, well, I guess they're not cleaning it up. They're just letting it be.
Yeah, it's its own mountain, 17,000 pounds. Okay. So there you go, Mount Everest making the show.
Okay, it's just, I'm going to chalk that up as another reason why I'm probably not going to be climbing Mount Everest. Probably.
99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Be listening a little bit later on this hour. We're going to hook you up with $25 to spend at Wild Eggs as we celebrate the, we celebrate Thursday out at Wild Eggs. A little brunch action going on after the show. So you can come out to the Jeffersonville location. We're going to be hanging out on the patio there after about 10. Just, you know, hanging out, doing brunch.
May or may not be having mimosas.
Yeah, may or may not. You never know. YOLO. Yeah. We live that YOLO lifestyle.
Just celebrating Thursday.
Yeah, for sure. All right, feel good. Do them every hour. Brought to you by Raise Ford, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge. Everything cheaper outside the city. Visit RaiseFord.com. I like this. A lot of companies are beginning to really be a little bit more conscious about the products that they produce and the effect that they have on the environment. You see a lot of, not a lot, but there are several beer companies that are now coming out with those plastic rings that hold six packs together, them being like biodegradable and able to be eaten by like sea turtles and things like that.
Yes.
Because, you know, plastic and just junk in our oceans are a huge problem. So Corona has now started developing fit packs, which are, they're ringless and the cans stack and twist on top of one another.
I see.
Each year, the beverage industry uses more than 17 million tons of plastic to package their cans. This plastic becomes the environment's worst enemy.
Oh, it's a little turtle.
We needed to remove the plastic in our packs. And we've found a solution that fits the problem. Corona presents Fit Packs. Cans that fit on each other and fit with the environment.
Yeah, so they literally just like twist on each other like you know, like a jar lid, you know?
Okay.
Yeah, so.
So you carry out a big long like.
Tube of beer.
Tube of beer.
Yeah, up to 10, I think they say, fits on a thing. So.
Wow.
I mean, that's like a rod of beer.
That's a staff of beer. Okay.
But yeah, it's all developed to reduce the plastic rings that wind up in our oceans. So
okay.
Yeah, there you go.
That could make for some fun displays at the store, right?
It could.
It could.
Or your apartment.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, ladies, you walk over to a guy's apartment, you see a bunch of those empty cans. Twist like that. I mean, that's a keeper right there.
Absolutely.
That's a keeper right there.
I mean, I just lined my loft with Boone's Farm empty bottles.
Ah, yes.
This is next level.
Those dearly departed. All right, so there you go. A little feel good, helping the environment out, you know, one company at a time. So that's good stuff there. Brought to you by Ray's Ford on 99.7 DJX. Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX, Taylor Swift, New York City, Secret Performance, Wellstone Regional Hospital, bringing in the DJX All Access Summer. Speaking of Taylor, she has filed to trademark their names of the cats that she owns.
Benjamin Button.
Yep.
Olivia.
Yep.
Meredith.
Yep.
Really?
There you go.
Is that necessary?
Yeah.
Do we need to do that?
Listen, she's doing it. She applied for the trademark.
Okay.
Meredith, Olivia, and Benjamin Swift.
Does that mean that merch is coming?
Yes.
That typically means merch.
Merch. And if you've been selling merch that says Olivia Swift on it, you are no longer going to be able to profit from that without getting a Swift on the hand.
She's going to shut that down.
She will shut that down.
Shutting it down.
Right. So anyways, there you go. A little Taylor action. 99.7 DJX. Got delicate here in a second, but there was a tweet that was sent out, and you saw it on Instagram.
Yes.
By your boyfriend, Ryan Reynolds.
Mm-hmm.
We were just talking about Corona and alcohol, but he shared a very, very touching, wonderful review of his aviation gin.
It was glowing, but with a twist.
It had a twist.
It had a twist.
We'll tell you what that twist was. And we'll read you the review. It's not too long.
No, it's of his gin.
Yeah.
He owns aviation gin.
That's coming up after Taylor on 99.7 DJX. It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. Ryan Reynolds owns a gin company, aviation gin. He tried it, loved it, so he bought it.
That's what you can do when you're Ryan Reynolds.
Right, exactly. I haven't yet tried aviation gin myself, so I don't really have any sort of review that I can give from a personal standpoint.
I feel bad that as his girlfriend, I haven't supported him in that way yet either. I haven't tried it.
Yet on Amazon, there are several reviews of his gin, one just being posted on the 22nd from Champ Nightingale.
It's got 5 stars.
Yeah, it does, and I feel like I should...
Oh, all right.
Because it is kind of like a, yeah.
A little bit of a love note, kind of.
So this is a review of Ryan Reynolds' aviation gin titled Love This Product, But.
Uh-oh.
I've just tried aviation gin for the first time. Normally, I don't gravitate towards celebrity brands, but I'd read the gin was one of the highest rated ever. I loved it and hated it.
Uh-oh.
What? Let me explain.
Okay, please explain.
As soon as I tried the gin, I knew right away it was amazing. It wasn't juniper forward, which for me is what really makes this particular gin so special. You see, juniper berry is usually what...
Okay.
It was the smoothest gin I'd ever tried and went down really easily.
Uh-oh.
What did I hate about it? I wish they'd provide some kind of warning about how much you're supposed to have. I had a lot.
Uh-huh.
And after a while, I felt really great.
I bet you did.
Eventually, that bubbly and...
Illusory
sense of well-being turned into a bit of a blur. When I woke up the next day, I mentioned to my wife, Linda, that last night must have been a real blowout because I slept in my clothes.
That was a good night.
Even my shoes.
Wow.
I also noticed... it was really hard to look out the window at the Seattle skyline.
Yeah.
Partly because of the bright sun.
Sure.
I've always been sensitive to light. But also because I don't live in Seattle. I live in Florida. Also, it's important to note, until that morning, I'd never met anyone named Linda. So that review comes out on Amazon.
Yeah. And he says, he posted it. He said, I love this review of Aviation Gin someone sent me after I wrote it.
And now the twist.
Because he wrote his own fake review.
He wrote his review.
Because he's a genius.
Yeah, how
he's
many?
A genius.
You always wonder if any of those reviews are real
not.
Or not.
And nope.
No, if it's for Aviation Gin and it's written by Champ Nightingale, it's Ryan Reynolds.
Champ Nightingale. So this is what I'm going to do. Next time I try to stalk out whatever hotel he's staying at, if he's shooting a movie, I'm going to look under Champ Nightingale. That's probably his alias. Probably.
I would say.
I'm guessing.
So there you go. One of the better reviews of Aviation Gin on Amazon. You can see it. We posted it on Instagram at Ben and Kelly Show and tweeted it at Ben and Kelly Show.
I just got an idea. I'm going to craft a whole bunch of fantastic reviews of the show like that.
Put it on Yelp?
Ryan Reynolds style.
Okay.
I'm going to do that.
There
I'm
going
to work on that today after the show.
Right. I love it. I love it. I love it.
Yeah.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
All right, coming up, I want to know, have you ever been on a foodie call?
A foodie call?
Similar to its cousin, the booty call. but I want
to... I mean, I don't understand.
Sibling? Would they be sisters? Brothers? I don't know. Anyways, I was approached about this yesterday. Yeah, I'll explain. Coming up. On- God. 99.7 DJ X, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. So yesterday, Jack, who works in our office, he comes and approaches me and is like, hey, have you ever heard of this thing called a foodie call? And I'm like, it's weird hearing you say that, one. And two,
he's the master of random conversations, though.
Why? And he said he's convinced that this girl he went out with was only on a foodie call.
Like she just wanted a nice dinner out of it, and that's it?
That's it.
And didn't want to eat alone?
And apparently now, I read a third of women admit to just going on foodie calls.
I am today years old when I realized that could be a possibility.
So the maybe less scandalous cousin of the booty call?
Like you're just looking to get a nice meal out of it.
You're just wanting a meal. So are the rules the same? Do you keep a person around for a foodie call just to go on meals with them for them to buy you food?
I feel like that could work for a certain amount of time. And then they're going to expect the foodie call to advance to the cousin.
Hey, when are we going to meet your cousin? When are we going to meet your cousin?
When does the foodie call become the foodie call? Like, I feel like there's going to be an expectation of that advancement in the arrangement. I feel like. I feel like there's a shelf life.
Have you
for
ever
foodie call?
Now, I know you've not been in the dating world for a while. Have you ever gone on a date with the purely the intentions of just getting a meal out of it?
No. I always went for marriage.
Slightly more aggressive take on that.
Every date, it's an audition for marriage. Otherwise, I'm out.
You're like, if by the end of this, you haven't proposed to me, then we're no...
We're done.
We're
I'm
done.
Not going out again. Do you think the reason why I didn't get married for so long?
Well, you know.
Do you think maybe?
No, I think...
I should have tweaked my methods?
No, you... Hey. You found who you found at the right
See,
time in your life.
The broken road led me to where I was supposed to be.
That's right.
Right? All right.
Okay. So I didn't know that was a thing either, but he swears that this girl that he went out with was just in it for the food.
Just wants a meal partner.
Yeah. Foodie calls are a thing now,
all
apparently.
Right.
So,
okay.
All right. Welcome to it. Love Lies, 99.7 DJX. Good morning, Ben and Kelly. 99.7 DJX. Today, going to be fairly warm, low humidity, no rain, good day.
Get out.
Yep. Wave 3 News storm tracking team saying 86, your high, clear, pretty much a perfect day today. So enjoy that. Text messages, 502-571-9970. He always calls the show. Andrew, the love doctor, texts us and says, listen, because we were just talking about foodie calls.
Uh-huh.
And are they actually a thing? Because Jack, who works in our office, was like, I'm convinced the date I just went on was a foodie call. She was just in it for the food, and that was it.
He thinks he's the victim.
Peace out.
All right.
Yep.
Okay.
Andrew, the love doctor, says after three foodie calls, most men are going to expect the cousin. The booty call. another text from a listener.
That sounds right.
I am one of those girls who is just in it for the food.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, then.
Another text from a listener. Heck yes, foodie calls exist. I may or may not have have had a foodie call and called when I was a broke AF college student. She wanted more, but I just got wasted, so it couldn't happen. LMAO. I'm going to hell.
Okay, all right.
Wow.
That's aggressive. But I like the honesty.
Right.
This is sharing corner.
Right.
And we like it.
Hey, you know what? That's what we're all about. We're just
a safe place.
We're a community of people here.
Circle of trust.
We're just trying to find common bonds amongst each other. Right.
We're being real.
Becky Texan. My husband told me that he thought I was going to be just a foodie call on our first date. But I showed him otherwise. Hashtag booty call.
Hey,
dang,
you
Becky.
Sassy Becky. We like that.
All right.
Okay.
All right. I like seeing sometimes the underbelly.
Absolutely. It's like, you know what? You think you get one thing, you get the other.
All right. Good for you.
Hashtag fun.
All right. So foodie calls. There you go. 99.7 DJX.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
When we convince Susan that she's smelling something.
And she
it gets awkward.
100% buys into it.
She buys in.
She's all in. She jumps right on board.
You gotta hear how it plays
great.
Out. It's a phone tap on the way on 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Not to jump ahead too much, but next week, Bonus Jonas gonna send you as part of the DJX All Access Summer to Cincinnati, September 11th. With tickets in your hand and a hotel stay to see the Jonas Brothers.
I feel better. I feel better now because I was a little nervous.
You were worried we were literally going to send you to...
Taylor Swift so early and it's like, where do we go from there?
Yeah.
We're
literally going to send you like to the Circle K there on the Gene Snyder.
We still could probably do that. That might be a possibility.
Next All Access Summer.
We're sending you to Buckner. Yeah.
So, Bonus Jonas, that's next week when you hear two songs played by the Jonas Brothers. Now, that does not mean if you hear Nick Jonas and then the Jonas Brothers, that is not the same thing.
Oh, dude, seriously?
Yeah.
Oh, that's tricky. That is tricky.
Is it?
It is. A little.
All right.
Like, that's aggressively tricky.
Because I was actually talking to my daughters about that. I was like, you know.
That should technically count.
And they were like, nope, shouldn't.
Your daughters shut it down?
I was like, you know what? That's a good point. It should just be Jonas Brothers song. So anyways, Bonus Jonas, back to back.
What's the library like? How extensive is it?
When you hear Sucker and Cool.
I was
playing back to back. We'll have to.
We're going deep. Oh, yeah, we got to go back in the archives.
We'll have to dig into the archives a little bit. So that'll be next week.
All right.
By the way, did you happen to see on Instagram where Dr. Phil literally called out Joe Jonas?
Well, he spilled the beans on Sophie Turner's post. So she posted a picture, like a little PDA picture of them in Paris, and Dr. Phil comments on it. He's like, "Oh, easy guys, 1 week to go. Ha! See you at the wedding." So everyone's all like, dude, you just told everybody their secret wedding is happening in a week.
Yeah, next week.
Oops.
Yeah, well.
Between him and Diplo live streaming the ceremony in Vegas on a Snapchat, it's hard for them to keep secrets.
Right. They have a hard time keeping secrets. So there you go. Dr. Phil letting everybody know Joe Jonas getting married next week.
And also that he's invited to the wedding.
I know.
Yeah.
Okay.
How did Dr. Phil get an invite? I'm asking.
I don't know. Is it the Texas draw? Weren't the Jonas Brothers, didn't they live in Texas for a little bit?
They're from Jersey.
Well, they did live in Jersey, but I think they moved to Texas too.
Did they?
Yeah. You'd know that
Are
if you
making
watched,
things up?
You'd know that if you watched
Is this from your three times watching the Jonas Brothers documentary? Is that what you learned?
I believe so.
Yeah, right.
Coming up next, it's a phone tap. When we convince Susan that she's smelling things, hilarity ensues.
And she literally buys into it.
She does. She wants to believe.
And now I do. I want to believe.
I want to believe.
Yes.
We want to believe. Next.
Louisville is ganked.
Oh my God, who set you up to this?
Here comes another Ben Davis phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
So Annie put us up to this one. She says, I think you should do a phone tap with my friend Susan. I've known her since college. She's an absolute sweetheart, but a little on the gullible side. I just helped her get a new job here at the place that I work, and she's so eager to please that I think she'd fall for just about anything.
Well, we kind of put that to the test. All right. Welcome, Susan, to your phone tap.
Hello, this is Susan.
Hi, Susan. It's Robert Hassenpepper from Office Aroma. Did your supervisor tell you I'd be calling today?
No, she's gone today.
Oh, well, that's all right. I can walk you through this. I'm calling from Office Aroma, and your company's going to be using our service. You see, we infuse special aromas into the workplace to help increase productivity and boost employee satisfaction.
Did you say aromas?
That's right. Now, we've already installed our units in the ductworks over there, and we're going to start some testing today. Now, we control the aromas here in our headquarters, and we can disperse smells there to your office.
Wow, I've never heard of anything like that.
Yeah, it's pretty high tech, I tell you. And we can dispense certain smells into your office, and our research shows it can make employees happier or make them even work harder.
Okay.
Now, here's why I'm calling you. We're testing the system today, so I'd like to try some different aromas and have you let me know that they're working. Is that all right?
I'm still not sure what you mean.
Oh, it's all right there, Susan. The aroma dispensers are in the ductwork above you, and I'll press buttons over here at my station, and the smell will slowly start coming through the air system there at your workplace, and I just need you to let me know if you can smell it.
Okay, I guess so.
All right, well, we'll start with the basic one. This will be a subtle lemon smell. Very nice. All right, here it comes.
Okay. Okay, I'm not smelling anything yet.
Well, give it a second there, Susan, and inhale deeply.
I don't know if I'm smelling it.
Well, it's okay. You are breathing, right, through your nose. You're going to smell lemons, like a nice fresh basket of lemons.
Maybe. I think so.
No, yeah, there. It's very subtle, just a whiff of lemon.
Oh, yeah, I think I smell it. Lemon.
Ah, well, perfect. Yeah, well, we're going to test a few others if that's okay, all right?
Okay.
All right, now this will be a lavender. I'm pressing lavender. Are you smelling lavender?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Now, remember, you got to be inhaling through your nose. Lavender, right? You're smelling lavender?
Am I? I think so. It's just not really strong. It's kind of faint.
Well, yeah. We want it to be subtle. I think you're getting it.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Lavender. There it is.
All right. Well, let me try another one. Now, like I said, these smells can make the workplace more pleasant and increase productivity. So I'm going to send some food smells through to signal that it's lunchtime.
You can do that?
Oh, sure there. Yeah, we send food smells through the vents to different departments at different times, and we can get them to take their lunch break. Pretty amazing stuff.
I guess that makes sense.
All right, so here comes a strong, stinky food smell, like someone heating up old leftovers in a microwave.
Really? Why wouldn't you send, like, a nice food smell?
All right, here it comes.
Uh-oh. I don't know. I think I'm smelling something. Hey, do you smell that? Are you smelling something?
All right. Let me crank it up a little bit. Maybe it's not working. I'm going to try a more pungent smell.
More pungent?
Uh-oh. Yeah, I need to make sure it's working. I'm going to send you a sewer smell.
Oh, no.
Did you say sewer?
Well, that's what we call it, ma'am. It's the technical term. More like the smell when a toilet overflows, actually. So here it comes. It's more like a toilet smell.
No, I don't want to smell that.
Well, Susan, I'm going to need you to use your nostrils and inhale deeply, and I'm going to send you that sewer smell right to your nose.
No.
Sewer smell coming at you, high and tight.
No, please stop.
Come on, Susan. We're just starting to have fun here, and everyone listening's having some fun, too.
Everyone listening? What is this?
Susan, it's Ben Davis over at 99.7 DJX. It's a phone tap. Oh.
Are you joking?
Susan, Annie wanted to play a joke on you today since you suggested this.
Are you kidding? So none of the smells were real? Oh my God.
She wanted to believe so bad.
I mean, she was all into the first two. Oh, yeah, I totally smell that.
Danielle, I'm dying. Greg texts in, I would totally fall for this. I'm so suggestible. Brad texts in, this phone tap, though. I love you nutballs, LMAO. Hashtag made my morning. There you go.
I like being a nutball.
Sure.
That's fun.
That's phone tap on 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, home of the DJX All Access Summer, brought to you by Wellstone Regional Hospital. Get in those picks, DJX Pick Me, for Taylor Swift, Secret Performance, NYC. We could be showing up next week, presenting you with, I don't know, a blindfold and a slap on the butt saying, hey, you're headed to New York City to see this private musical performance.
We haven't worked that part out yet.
Yeah, we don't even know what you're getting. But we do know it's secret and it's private and it's Taylor.
And we also know that I'm going to require a certain level of excitement.
All right.
If we show up.
So there you go.
I need you to bring it.
DJX Pick Me. Get those in. WDJX.com. Feel good. Do this every single hour. Brought to you by Ray's Ford, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge. Everything cheaper outside the city. Visit RaysFord.com. To Corden we go, where we hear it's lovely this time of year.
Absolutely. I've been there. The square's awesome.
Indiana Cavern opening up a new attraction called the Bat Chaser. What is it, you ask?
What is it?
Thank you for asking.
I did.
It's a zip coaster. First of its kind in the Midwest. One of only two in the country. And
what do you mean by
zip coaster? It combines zip lining, hang gliding, roller coaster riding. It's you start on a 50-foot tower, you zip through the Indiana Cavern there.
I'm all about it.
You're wearing a full body harness, you wear a helmet and all that. So it's, I mean, I'm all in.
Yes, I feel like, you know, a little team bonding, team building.
Team bonding?
Whatever.
Okay.
Let's take a road trip.
All right.
We're going to go to Corden.
Corden!
We'll stop by Butt Drugs while we're there.
Why not?
Get some ice cream.
Ice cream.
See the sights in the... Fun fact, did you know Corden was Indiana's first state capital?
I had no idea.
Yeah, well, I learned things.
So there
you go.
Indiana Caverns, just south of Corden. But
Steven invited us. Steven, we're going to go ahead and assume he's the mayor. So
good.
We'll also need a key to the city when we arrive.
Yeah, for sure. Indiana Cavern, the Bat Chaser. Zip coaster, I'm all in.
Yes.
Let's do that.
Let's do it.
Yeah, that's your feel good. Brought to you by Ray's Ford.
We're coming for you, Corden.
99.7 DJX. Taylor Swift, 99.7 DJX. She is now trademarking the names of her cats, Meredith, Olivia, and Benjamin Swift. So
Benjamin Button Swift.
She is now going to be able to profit
Olivia Benson Swift
from the cat merchandise that I'm sure she's going to start putting out.
So the cats officially are on the payroll.
Yeah, I mean, hey, let's be honest. Probably buy something that has a Taylor cat theme.
Oh, you're
thing
going
on
to?
It.
Is that what you're doing?
Maybe not for me.
Okay.
Maybe for my daughters?
Yeah.
But I would imagine they would enjoy that.
Oh, the Swifty's going to eat it up. Like, she knows.
Yeah, she already knows.
She knows.
So if you're already earning a profit from some Benjamin Swift merchandise, just know that that's going to soon come to an end.
Oh, she's going
to
shut that down.
Yeah, she will. She will, for sure.
Okay.
All right. So, anyways, Taylor merchandising her cats now, trademarking Meredith, Olivia, and Benjamin Swift.
And by the way, shout out to everyone that's been entering our DJX All Access Summer, powered by Wellstone Regional Hospital. Your entries are amazing. Like, there have been some incredible pictures submitted.
Absolutely.
That you can see up at WDJX.com. They're pretty amazing.
Yeah.
And then vote for your favorite.
I even asked someone who had sent us a picture of their submission. I was like, did you cross-stitch the DJX logo?
They did.
Like, yep, sure did.
That's legit.
Wow.
That's dedication.
That's pretty cool.
That's
so
awesome.
Yeah, the DJX Pick Me for Taylor and NYC. Get those submissions in because we could be showing up at your door secret session style.
We told you to be creative and you were.
99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. If you would like to get $25 to Wild Eggs, hang with us maybe on Thursday after the show at Wild Eggs in Jeff on the patio there.
Brunch and mimosas.
Yeah, for sure. Give us a call right now, 502-571-9970. We'll hook you up with $25 to spend at Wild Eggs.
It's a nice little prize, right?
Yeah, for sure.
So sweet.
Then
it's a lot of pancakes.
It is some pancakes, that's for sure.
And mimosas.
And then Thursday, we'll see you there with DJX. Can we do- Edge over there, 99.7 DJX. And now your weekly update on the Justin Bieber-Tom Cruise fight that's never going to happen. UFC president Dana White.
Still talking about it.
He is talking about
it. Yeah.
I don't know, man. I haven't heard from Tom Cruise's camp. But weirder things have happened.
Really? Yeah, I mean.
You haven't heard from Tom Cruise's camp, so you're probably not gonna.
Yeah, well, this fight is never going to happen. It all started from a Justin Bieber, like a funny tweet that he did.
Uh-huh.
Like, hey, meet me in the octagon, Tom.
Random.
Right. Totally random. And it's turned into this. It's never going
to
happen.
Put it that way. Anything is possible. Everybody wants to fight now. I like it. I think it would be the biggest purse ever, and I think it would be the biggest pay-per-view ever, too.
True
it
statement.
Could happen.
Yep.
I don't think the fight will be as good as the hype.
Yeah.
Also true.
I mean, here's the thing. Everything that Dana White says is true.
Yep.
In the sense that it would absolutely be the biggest pay-per-view thing. But here's the thing. It's never going to happen.
Here's where maybe it might happen.
It's not.
It maybe might.
It's never not going to happen.
Here is the little glimmer.
I think
of
that was a double negative, like, but whatever.
Maybe if there's some sort of charitable draw, maybe if they raise money for some sort of cause that might entice Tom Cruise to find out what a Justin Bieber is, first of all, and then show up to the octagon.
Okay, so.
Possibly.
Again, there's your update. Weekly update on a fight that's never going to happen, but people continue to talk about.
They might be able to raise so much money, they might actually cure cancer. That's a lot.
Okay.
I feel like a lot of people would donate to that.
All right. All right, guys. Well, have a good one. We will talk. Enjoy the day.
That
it's going to be a beautiful
angle.
Day today.
It is going to be a beautiful day. Yes.
Enjoy the day.